10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
It's your girl DJ LZ, and you are listening to The Ozone with DJ LZ. And I'm so glad and happy to be back here today with y'all. Today is a special episode because we do have a very special guest in the building. His name is Dope, all the way from North Memphis.
Nice to meet y'all.
Actually, say that one more time because I had you turned down.
Oh, for sure. Hey, to all the listeners out there, nice to see y'all. Nice to meet y'all. Nice to be, for y'all to be hearing me. So blessed to be here.
I thank you so much for coming in and kicking it with us. So today we're going to kind of dive into his journey, his musical journey. We definitely want to talk about his debut project that just dropped June 30th.
Yeah.
Right? So I definitely want to get into all of those things, but I kind of want to set the tone and start out with one of his songs from Spring's Soliloquy.
Yep.
And this first song is called, what song do you want to do? Are you sure that you want to do?
I think we can do Front Row.
Front Row. So we're going to do Front Row, and that's going to kind of set the tone for us to get into his music. And we're going to come back and kind of talk about his project. We're going to get into his bio. And y'all keep kicking it with us, okay? So right now you're listening to The Ozone with DJ LZ. And you are only listening to this, and you can only listen to this on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
my flow. If you go play with my thoughts, I'm a beater to the flow. They gon' put me in front row. I'm a beater to the flow.
If you go play with my thoughts, tryna be front row. All the stars ain't banging on. Look, drop top with double skirt, swing my dough. Who fly then dope, hella fine though. Horns ready to step out like Masego. Walk with a glow, my ice out of halo. Hey, where we going?
Front row.
Hey, how you ballin'?
Front row.
Where you get it from?
Front row.
Had to go switch my flows. I don't really like none of you niggas. I'm ruckus. Ain't got time for the huffin' and puffin'. You say I'm a real production. Got your girl screaming period poo when she bumpin' my songs. Ain't no discussions. Put me in the front and no need for no Tesla. Put me in the front, show you how your boy done it. Cause I'ma do it. Use a dreamer. Only difference, my dreams get real. No time for the sauce street. This a wash pit. Don't get hit in here. Really, I'm just saying. If you talk it, better walk it. My not saying I'm the toughest. I just know Christ. And I got a mean clutch with it. Please just vibe right now, my guy. We finna get groovy in here. You dig? Seen the move real sloppily. Pillow talking to all the women last year. Really must want your MF Doom. Matter of fact, gon' pass the last bit. And don't compare me to the last nigga. Trash, get on walking like man in the mirror. And please don't call me no go. They stayed out. Call me Mr. Hope. Said more good things. No gigolo. Don't blame me, cause your boo on dope. Got Katrina, Aquafina. Round my neck, my wrist, my throat. Interstellar, Bezlo. Top of my Muslim. Speaking Astro. I'm gone. My side crooked and crooked. My side crooked and your side. My side crooked and crooked. My side crooked and your side. My side crooked and crooked. My side crooked and your side. My side crooked and crooked. My side crooked. I'm a North Memphis. Route spin, fly dripping, tea sipping. Zero fatigue likes me, elf baby. Can't be set by you. Want the bees, let's get it. I'm a more getting, or spilling, score beating, tour leading. Lord fearing, cause I know he making me more good things. And I'm still like show lead, but I ain't even reached my peak. Never been a wannabe, been running this shit since a pee wee. Used to be in the nosebleeds if you look up nice front row seats. Used to be in the nosebleeds if you look.
Me, and you'll see little big worlds up in imagination. Just like me, they love to be close to you.
Young man, why are you in such a rush to be in front of a desolate city? A city, just like this little big world, will eventually fade away. Will you fade away with it, or will you create something to leave that will last? Because you see, this little big world that we call home will eventually evict us all if we keep idolizing and living in false narratives. What world will you create? What little big world will you escape? Or will you fade away to dust like the others?
All right. So, what you just heard was Pop Out. I hope y'all enjoyed that. So, I definitely want to get into who Dope is. I just want to read a short bio. So, being a wordsmith, poet, and storyteller, hailing from Memphis, Tennessee, North Memphis to be exact, pronounced Dope, spelled D-X-P-E, bends his words into sound to create stories and ambiences that are both empathetic and cinematic. His narratives span everything from deep conversations with God to defending his mortality while surviving in the city and the world he calls home. So I definitely want to get into the project, which is Springs Soliloquy.
Which is also
the final chapter of his long running seasons past saga, which he has been crafting since 2021. The project ties together poetic reflections, spiritual themes, and personal storytelling in a cinematic body of work. Alongside the music, Dope also released a short film to visually represent the emotional and narrative journey of the album. So you just dropped Spring Soliloquy, which dropped on June 30th.
June 30th.
So, and it also closes out a saga of music that you've been dropping since 2021. So what makes spring the right season to end this journey?
I think it made it the right season simply because when I started it, I started in the summer season. So that was back in, like I said, 2021. So I just knew, I didn't know what this it was going to look like. I didn't know what it was going to sound like. But I said all the way since back then, like, okay, if I'm starting with the summer, I know the fall is going to be next. I know the winter is going to be after that. So the spring has to be the best one. If I had to compare it to something kind of like Kanye's graduation tape, since it ended his whole college trilogy, this is ending my whole little season saga with a play on the real nature seasons, but also like seasons of my life. So in that sense,
I love that. So was there a moment during the making of this project that felt like everything clicked, or maybe almost didn't? Because I know sometimes being a creative, we kind of get into our heads a lot. We kind of get into our heads about how people will digest our music. So I just want to know if you could dive into maybe if there was a moment in that journey that kind of felt like maybe it wasn't right, or maybe it just clicked and you was like, I'm ready to really release this project.
I say just going head first into it fully independently, and of course I'm an independent artist, but I really did this project from the ground up, as far as not using, no offense to YouTube beats, because we all love YouTube beats, but each beat you heard on the project was handcrafted by my homies Ricky Devane and Hunch, who are both great artists and engineers and producers in their own right.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, so it's like, it would have been in the past where it has taken me probably 3 to 4 months to write a project just because I can go look up the beats on YouTube, versus this one, it took 8-9 months to write, simply because we picking all the sounds, we taking our time with it, we going back and fixing stuff and if it don't sound right. Just really watering it like it's a plant for real, and just taking your time with it.
I love that. So the word, so I'm sorry.
Not good.
The word is powerful. So I want to know also why that title and what's the inner monologue you're letting us in on.
I chose
soliloquy. I'm sorry.
I chose the word soliloquy because I knew I wanted the title to have the word spring in it somewhere. And I don't know. Do you listen to Isaiah Rashad?
I do. Yeah. I just started listening to him. Actually.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Nah, you got to tap
so in. So I'm just like, in the actual beginning stages of kind of like figuring out his sound.
You got to tap in for real. But he got a project called The Sun's Tirade. And I was like, dang, tirade is a cool word, but I can't use it because I'm going to be biting off Isaiah Rashad. So I'm like, all right, what's a word that basically encapsulate? Because basically a tirade is somebody, you know, screaming out to an audience of people. So I was like, what's a synonym of that? Because that's basically what I'm doing on this tape. Like, I'm really telling people to my fullest capability of, like, whatever the story is or whatever world I want to craft. So just really being a wordsmith, searching through words, seeing which definition fits the best. And then I found soliloquy. And I was like, that's kind of long, I ain't gonna lie. At first, I was kind of hesitant on it, but then when I went through all the other words, I was like, nah, it really fit the best. So that's how we end up with the spring soliloquy.
I love that. Thank you so much
for that
explanation. So you really brought it to life visually through a short film. I was blessed enough to see the short film. Amazing how you kind of made everything feel like you were in the moment, like people are in the moment with you watching that short film, and I really love that. So what inspired you to take the creative leap to do a short film?
I would say,
and conceptualize everything.
My favorite artist who actually inspired me to start doing music, Westside Boogie, when he dropped the project Everything for Sale, he dropped the short film with it. So I just wanted to test my boundaries and be like, oh, okay, I got a background in film. I changed my major in school for it and graduated
with it.
Yeah, so it's like I direct all my music videos and write the concepts and the treatments for everything. So I wanted to really test it out and see, all right, if I can do music videos, if I can write these treatments, can I really sit down and write a full thought out film? And granted, it was hard, not gonna lie. Like, just going through the process of it. Shout out Chauncey Mangum, he's a cinematographer who helped me do it. So we had to do things as far as like planning and scheduling, because he's not from here, he's from Mississippi. So we was real deal going back and forth, like shooting stuff, and just being blessed, the people that helped us along the way, as far as like locations or my homies acting in the film or mm-hmm. just people being willing to trust my creative vision and allow me to direct them to, you know, what's going on in the film. So I think that's really what made me want to try to bring it to life. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, people drop music all the time, but it's like, if I want to really call myself the creative that I believe I am, I want to really express this through all formats, if that makes sense.
And people do drop music all the time, but it's not necessarily music, especially when it comes to the visual aspect of things, that really can bring out the story behind the mm-hmm. music, which I felt like that was perfectly executed. Thank looking at so everything. Much. And I really, really loved how I really love how you even touched on a very special moment as far as the passing of your dad. Mm-hmm. I definitely relate to that because my mom passed away also.
I'm sorry to hear
that. So yeah, I'm also sorry, and my condolences to you as well. What made you want to open up and kind of take people into that very like particular and special mm-hmm. moment? That's very sentimental to bring people into.
In a sense, it's like, still just playing on the spring aspect, mm-hmm. you know, things start back growing in the spring, but before you get there, you got to get through the coldness of the winter, in a sense. So it was kind of like me traversing that coldness, because I addressed it on Gone for the Winter, like mm-hmm. talking about different passings as far as like my pops, my grandma, yeah. my cousin, like just different passings and stuff like that. But in the film, I wanted to really kind of still play on it and bring it to the forefront, in a sense, and like mm-hmm. not just making it a cool story, but I guess really introducing the people visually, like who I am as a person and, mm-hmm. you know, the things that I guess go through my head sometimes mm-hmm. or like the things I've made it through in life. Because I always said, like when I first started, I wanted my art to be something that people could relate to mm-hmm. in a sense of if you're going through something, you ain't got to feel like you're going through it by yourself. So I translated that to the film too. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's hard.
Appreciate it.
That's hard. So I kind of want to play another song from the project. Which song are you feeling like we really manifest like this moment that we're having?
I feel like we can do Venus and Mars.
Venus and Mars. Yeah.
They love to be close to you. Who want you
just like me? They long to be.
Meet up in your orbit. Support for WYXR comes from Iram Memphis, dedicated to advancing the knowledge and professionalism of real estate managers through education, networking, and advocacy. More information at iram-memphis.org.
Support for WYXR, including our 2025 Doubt Awards, comes from GPAC. Tickets are now on sale for Season 31, featuring Herbie Hancock, Marcus Miller, Candace Springs, and more. More information on tickets and the full season lineup can be found at gpacweb.com. Support for WYXR, including our 2025 Doubt Awards, comes from Iris Etc. Catering. Chef Kelly English offers flavors from his childhood in Southern Louisiana, catering weddings, private events, corporate luncheons, and more. More information can be found at irisetc.com.
Hi, this is Megan Christina, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ Ozzy on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Love. Gotta go let you know. Better yet, you come let me know. Cause baby, I know that you gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
Love. Been running laps around these stars. Somehow got caught in your orbit and don't wanna retreat. Go ready your home. Heard that your camel's from Venus and me, I'm from Earth, but can function on Mars. Two different planets, but can't collide, just like that Queen of Slim song, Johnny Venus song. You so beautiful, girl. I wanna learn from the top of your head, even down to your cuticles, soles of your feet. Solely believe if it wasn't God's plan, then why would He allow for our souls to come meet? And baby, I know you gon' go away one day. I hate that for me, but a sight when you leave. TLC, if I got to, I'ma creep under enemy lines just to get on my knees. So I'm asking, who gon' have your heart when you gone? 50 million miles ain't that long. Very close, but still far from home. Love for you, still growing strong. Hope if you see me next lifetime, you remember me and still singing my songs. Hope you still know your worth. Don't let nobody go play with your heart. Yeah, play with your heart. Feel like I met you before, huh? Baby, back in Paris, in Chi-Town or something. Ask you with my sign, I say I'm a sign from God. Teach you how to love like the car to fold, huh? Baby, you can teach me how to love, cause you a soul child, and I got some music for your soul, huh? I know the clock ticking, you ain't staying too long. Just promise you'll be safe when you make it back home. When you make it back to Lamish, I can turn back the hands of the clock in the same way God gave us this plan. Rewind the times that we had, we can put it in bread so the blind can even see what we had. And if somebody asks me a Christ real, tell him, yeah, He made this woman with stars in her skin. Honestly, babe, we can float on the wind, float back to our orbit where we first began. So I'm asking, who gon' have your heart when I'm gone? 50 million miles ain't that long. When you dip, guess I'll fly back home. Memories of you still on my dome. Pray when I see you next lifetime, I remember you and can read all your poems. Pray you still know your word, don't ever let nobody play with your heart, your heart, your heart.
Ah, look at you. Always going to do some extra out the way shit, man. Anybody tell your ass go to the moon, nigga?
Yeah, cuz. I told you to leave them loony women alone. You just don't listen for real. Now you done got you a moon junk, and she already gone back home.
Stupid ass nigga.
But now, on a serious note, come back down to Earth, cuz.
Yeah,
we already know your feelings, cuz Shawty gone.
Yeah, man, don't even worry about that. We got everything you need down here to kill your demons. Shit, some pleasantry, good drinks. What else a nigga need?
On my mama, nigga.
What's up, y'all? This is Diamond V, and you're listening to The Ozone with OZ right here on WYI.
So, we are back and we are still chilling with Dope all the way from North Memphis.
What's up?
What is going on?
Hey, not too much.
Thank
Kicking
you.
Kicking it up here.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on a Tuesday night.
Man, appreciate you having me.
Because normally the actual club goes up on a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday,
night.
I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just old.
Anyways. But I definitely want to talk about the fact that you're from North Memphis.
Come on,
and you rap it strong. It's in your music, you know. So how has your environment shaped your pen and your perspective?
I'd say it shaped it in a multitude of ways. My mother, she stayed in North Haven when I was growing up, and my dad, he stayed in Fraser. So it's like really, really out there in the north for real. Mm-hmm. So it's like I say I'm not gonna be one of them people that try to super exaggerate their childhood. Like, oh, it was just the roughest thing ever. Like, I saw the same thing everybody else saw. Mm-hmm. Like, I had two great loving parents and responsible parents who kept me out of trouble. But, you know, as you get older, you still see certain things. Mm-hmm. So just being able to be in the middle of that dynamic and not be super biased to one side, I feel like really helped carve out my storytelling. And then I was always involved in music since I was a child. Like, I grew up playing drums. I grew up classically trained pianist from the age of five.
Are you for real?
I'm dead serious. From the age of five.
Every last one of you. Yeah. Damn, Ricky. Switch. All of y'all go.
Yeah.
Oh, like, my gosh. That's
I was take piano lessons from the age of 5 to 18.
Wow.
I was in the band from middle school all the way up until I graduated college from Tennessee State University.
Shout out to Tennessee State.
Man, come on, out there, Aristocratic Bands. Two-time Grammy Award winning band.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to my folks for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so like music was just always a part of my life. Of course, I grew up in church, so, you know, singing in the choir and stuff like that. You know, all that cool stuff.
So not only do I feel like your music is really cinematic, but obviously, like, I'm wondering where that came from. Like, were you like, did you love movies when you were growing up? Did you love, like,
sure.
Were you a bookworm? Like, you know, just what kind of sparked that in you?
I say a little bit of both. Like, I grew up reading, of course. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching a lot of movies. And
favorite movie real quick
I say, as far as like animated, The Lion King for sure. Gotta go, OG.
He got taste.
Yeah,
he got taste.
But another one is like Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So it's like movies. I don't know. It just ranged from, you know, a plethora of different movies. Mm-hmm. So just watching movies growing up and, you know, hearing the soundtracks or even just paying attention to the artists that was out when we was kids and how they did album rollouts or how they really still told stories in the albums. Not saying it's not going on today, but it's more so of it's not a really need for that anymore. And I still appreciate the art of doing it, because I don't know. I mean, I'm still a new artist, so I want you to know my story. I don't want to just pop out and be like, oh, I got an album and you don't know me for it. It's just a bunch of cool songs. So I think that's why every project I release now, because I think this is my maybe like 6 or 7 project.
Mm-hmm.
But each one, I think, except for The Pleasantries, and yeah, I think everyone except for The Pleasantries has a story attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I love that. I also want to know, I guess, was it a certain artist that you really, really studied during this process that you were creating this project?
This project, I say, I mean, of course, the West Side Boogies, the J. Cole's, the Kendricks, but I also say, like, for the R&B singing portion, because it's the most singing I've ever done on a project for real, I was studying people like Frank Ocean and...
Word.
Who else?
Love Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean for real.
Damn.
Like, I wish I started listening to him when everybody else started listening to him. I got hip to him for real, like, last year. Like, I knew
Last year?
I knew Thinking About You when I was a kid, but that was it. Like,
yeah.
I ain't really just dive into Blonde and Channel Orange.
Okay,
like,
so I gotta get on my Isaiah Rashad. You gotta get on your Frank Ocean.
Nah, that's the thing. I done got on my Frank Ocean. That's why I was like, oh, okay. I can for sure study him and really.
Was it a certain project by him that you really studied that really kind of helped bring that musical element, the R&B,
say,
out for you?
I ain't gonna say a certain project, but I for sure say certain songs like Sierra Leone and
yes.
Of course, Thinking About You.
Okay.
Things like, forgive me, I'm having brain farts.
No,
but it's
good.
Like it's a bunch of songs that I was just really listening to. And not just him, like other singers like Tizo Touchdown or the Destin Conrads, and
I love it.
Yeah.
Taste.
So I was really studying other people and stuff like that.
That's dope. Oh my gosh. See, I'm over here just y'all, for real. I'm a fan of all those artists, so that's really cool that you kinda took your time.
Cold, for real.
And kind of, because those are very, like, musically inclined people.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you are. I didn't even know you play multiple instruments.
Yeah.
Like, that's tea. Anyways, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm over here just having a moment. So, everything about what you do feels like that it's a visual experience, like, with the short film. I just really want to touch on that some more. So when you were creating the short film and you were maybe picking like people that you wanted to work with and stuff like that, like how did that come about? Was it
intentional, or like, you know, how did that process of picking and making sure that each person made sense in the film?
I'll say for the little portion before, like the woman that you see me walking with through the park, that's shout out my homegirl Bella Bonet. She she's a model, and you know, throughout the city, so she real called at that. But she was also the love interest in the Venus and Mars video, so that's why I included her, so it can make sense. As far as the scene with J Music and Ricky, that's just us on the daily. So I was like, why not have my homies in there and make it really feel authentic? Because those are our literal conversations, just about stupid stuff. So the person who played my father, that's actually my therapist. So it's like,
shout out to black men and just people in general that are really taking their mental health seriously. You need a therapist. Pretty much every person needs a therapist. There's some trauma rooted there. So shout out to you for that.
Appreciate it.
That's love.
And as far as the spiritual guide woman towards the beginning, when you see me kind of fall into that realm and I have the spacesuit on, that's the homegirl Yaya. She real cold fitness trainer, you know, but she also a poet. So she, I don't know, it's just, you know, certain people and can pick certain people for certain roles, and it just makes sense. And shout out my other homegirl Sharita Nicole. At the beginning you saw braiding my hair. Like, I don't know, it's just something about having, like, shout out to the homies, but like, black women also make a good film too. Just,
you heard
like,
them.
With
okay.
the ambiance and aesthetic of everything.
God so. Is a woman.
Yeah.
Probably
black. Come on now.
Okay. So I do love that you're not like afraid to tap in with conversations like about God and, and spirituality. So how do you balance that strength and that transparency in your music? Without feeling like you like too conscious, like you could still like have those moments where you got those, obviously you still have those turn up songs, stuff like that. But how do you feel like, you know, that balance works together?
I feel like it's just me for real. Like, I still have a great relationship with God. Like I said, I grew up in church. You know, subscribe to Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I always said when I started doing music, I wasn't gonna be out here flashing like, oh, I'm out here doing X, Y, and Z, knowing that I'm not out here doing X, Y, and Z. So I just want to tell my real truth in a sense. So, yeah, it wasn't just going to be like, I guess you could say cap rap or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can still have my turn up fun
songs.
It's real life music in a sense. Yeah. Like, not even on no trying to be super, super serious all the time. Because this, I say this, the first project I really just had. Turn up songs for real, like songs that could possibly be played in the club. But
and
also,
the song's bumping. Look, I was just telling when you came in, bro, back out. I played it at least 4 or 5 times today alone. I'm not kidding. But yeah, that's, I love how you make sure that it's known that you have a love for God. Like, still, like, you can still have fun, but you still, you know, are into your word and your spirituality and
being real, intuitive and intentional with it, because I mean, he the one that blessed me with the ability to do
with the gift.
So I got, at least I ain't making like straight up gospel music, but I'm still letting the listener know, like, you
big
know,
ups to him.
Come on, not like who I subscribe to.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. So I want to talk about Stoneheart.
For sure. The gang, the family,
the
conglomerate.
We got Chelsea the Mac, we have Swish, we have Ricky, we have Jay, and I just found out that there's another member, not Tim, shout out to Tim Walker, but I just found out that there's another member, which is Jay.
Ja Martyr,
okay, I wanted to make sure that I pronounced that right, shout out to him. How does that shape, like, I know like all of y'all have different stitches that y'all kind of doing your music, y'all have your own thing, like y'all are all separate from, you know, the group itself, but kind of like, does that ever kind of affect like how you approach your music or anything? Or
it more so just make us go harder, because like you saying, y'all homies sitting next to you,
every single last one of y'all hard.
So if it's like the homie putting out a hard project, it's gonna inspire me to put out, or everybody else to put out something hard, and we don't never just let each other like slack when they come to work, for real. Like, we hold each other accountable. We, it's not a label in a sense, but we treat each other like, let's say we was TDE or we Dreamville or something like that. Like, we still you still want to be the best in the room, kind of, even amongst your peers. So yeah, it's kind of like that sense. But also, we family in a sense, too. So it's not just music. Like,
yeah,
we kick it for real. These my real friends. These really my real siblings, in a sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just want to know.
What you want to know?
Do you think, now correct me if I'm wrong, would y'all ever do, like, a collaborative, like, album?
Well, yeah, we dropped the tape. We dropped the Christmas tape this past Christmas.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. It's called The Gift.
And see, I've been in my own little world because, child, I just graduated school, so I've been on go.
It goes to you. Congratulations.
And I have been, thank you, and I have been able to really, like, digest projects. So I'm trying to, like, I've, like, fully, like, went through your album and stuff like that. So I'm going back through everybody's that has dropped. So that's literally amazing.
Appreciate it.
It's literally amazing. Shout out to Stoneheart. And I definitely want to get into some more music. So what song are we feeling like? Wondering?
Yeah, we can do Wondering.
Wondering. All right. Y'all stay right here. You're listening to The Ozone, DJ OZ, right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And we are chilling and kicking it and chopping it up with dope straight from North Memphis.
Straight out of North Memphis.
Y'all stay right here, okay?
Hey, this your girl LL Cool K, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ Ozzy on WYXR.
Yeah, look. In a room full of mirrors, boy, I feel like Kanye. I ain't bragging that I'm better, but I know I'm beyond great. Type of guy can bag a Beyonce. Lose and get another. I'm my daddy's son, I know I'm beyond straight. Cross that line, you gon' end up where you got made. Ego's the main reason, me and me in the early grave. Thinking you can buy your way right up to them heaven gates. Boy, you better put them coins up, save it out for a rainy day. Before I open the floodgates, so whoop it right on your sugar. Tasmanian by nature, leave a devil blue black. They call up Dookie the Mac, tell him the hope dealer back. But I still might go press an issue, please don't play on this track. This real rap, you stupid might not get it. Formulate the sentence, then go turn it to a million. Try to make a few M's, take it right up to the ceiling. Boy, you know if I can't trust you, it won't never be no dealings. No for real, get top on the phone. Tell him it's a dog in Memphis to put his soul in these songs. Ain't no way, wait, switch it up, get God on the phone. Cause I'm praying I'm living right, I know he ain't got that long. Hope I ain't using these gifts wrong, I'm wondering. Tell them, look at what God made on the dark night. Dark skin came out the Black Sea. I'm dripping sapphire. Since legit been running with angels, wrestling ground lines. If the tension thick, he may be small, suggest you don't try him. I'm not buying the that they trying to sell me. Like, oh yeah, you make good music, but it won't sell in the city. Well, that's ironic. I done heard the same sh- thousand times, but y'all put the same sh- take a thousand fly. A thousand ways, a thousand tears, a thousand violent crimes. A thousand ways to miss the truth or with a thousand lies. Then we watch it on our phones, a thousand something eyes. And like a RIP post, and we post a thousand something times. Cause it's a war zone outside and we numb to it. And the city suffer cause the dead homies living through it. Well, but then they say it's just some harmless little music, right? Still guessing who's all gonna be next up to the afterlife, I'm wondering. Father, is your son dope? Please hit my scars, protect my soul. Tell all my n- that we can go be more. If we hit that road, we might find gold, or we might go broke if we stuck on that pain. But please don't give up on us and leave us out in that rain. And when my last day come, tell me I did a good job. Whenever I was in doubt, set the prayer up to God.
City drowning outside,
the hope dealer himself. Baby, you know what happens on Earth stays on Earth, but baby, you don't need to get left. You don't want to miss this one, baby.
First, the baby star.
Shit, don't get left behind.
God can't go leave us today.
Hi, this is Alexis Norman, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
All right, all right. So we're back again. You're listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And we still chilling and kicking it with Dope.
Wazam.
All right. So, you call yourself a poet, a wordsmith, and storyteller. So, what hat do you wear first when you're creating? Like, or do they like all show up at once?
I say they obviously show up at once for real. Like, I started off, even before I started dropping music, I started off as a poet first. Mm-hmm. Like, and I, not like a real spoken word, slam type poet, but like, shout out to them, because that's a cold art form in itself. But I just discovered I could write poetry after a bad experience my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can look back and laugh on it now, if you, I mean, if you want to know, got cheated on,
college,
you know, blah, blah, blah.
Will do it to you.
Come on, now they're rough. But I ended up finding out that I had the ability to write poetry. Like, I ended up writing 8 poems that night, and I ain't never wrote poetry before.
8?
Yeah, like, I was in my feelings.
She not writing. Whoever she is, it's up and it's stuck. Because what? But 8 is crazy.
8 is crazy. Like, okay. I'm just really writing up in my little room, heartbroken. Wow. But it was, yeah, I guess it was written to be like that.
Wow.
So that's what led me to, like, once I found Westside Boogie and I went on my rabbit hole of like all the lyricists I listen to now, I was like, okay, if I'm gonna really do this, I want to put out something of quality as far as like writing and stuff like that, which also led back to storytelling, because all the projects I really like got stories attached to them. So they all kind of show up in, like, I don't know, a trinity, I guess, in a sense.
Wow, okay. So that leads me to ask, like, how do you approach writing? Like, does it start with a beat? Does it start with a phrase? Do you freestyle? Well, I know you freestyle. I just found out today you freestyle Venus and Mars, which is, like, crazy. It's crazy to me because I can't freestyle. I wasn't blessed with that. But, you know, like, how does it start? Or is it, like, or is it just, like, a feeling that you just go with and you just begin to do your thing?
It just really depends sometimes. Like, sometimes I might hear a beat and I'd be like, oh, okay, I want to hop on this. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes just throughout the day, I, you know, might have a thought that come to my head and I hurry up and put it in my voice notes. So I hurry up and jot it down up in, like, the notes app, just so I won't forget it. And then sometimes I come back to it if I know I wanted to start a track, or sometimes I just save for later for something else. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it really just depends on a given day for you.
Okay. I like that. I love that. So, what song or piece of writing pushed you the most to complete? Like, also, I want to know, like, what song or piece from this project that really kind of healed you in a sense when, like, you were writing?
I say Kill Your Demons.
Kill Your Demons, okay.
Yeah, because I wanted that to kind of be, like, my sing about me, I'm dying of thirst, in a sense. But I didn't want to make it, like, kind of sound like it, in a sense. So I was like, okay, if I was to put myself in Kendrick's shoes when he was, you know, thinking of that, what would I talk about? What would it sound like? So that's why it kind of, like, started off, how I started off, like, God Bless the Kid, God Bless the Man, like, in a sense, and just going from there. Because I'm talking about a plethora of different things on that song. I'm talking about maybe things that happened in my life or things that's prevalent in the Black community, like drug abuse or you know, relationship issues. I was just talking about a whole bunch of stuff in that song.
So I kind of want to play that next.
Nah, you can play
it. Because I just feel like it's just like that would just kind of wrap up with what that feeling is. So I'm gonna play Kill Your Demons.
For sure.
Y'all keep it locked right here. We still kicking it with Dope. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Hey, this is Steph, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ Ozzy on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. As I float back to Earth from the moon, descend back to the dirt from which I came. Hey, hello. God bless the kid, God bless the man, who eyes have seen the glory of a foreign land.
Who's not floating right down the earth that's full of quicksand? Who's praying one day these creeks don't get the upper hand? Cause I can't wrestle with no flesh or blood. It's demons out here. They creeping out here. Lord forbid they sneak me out here. 27 different ways that could've killed me out here. As I'm walking battered and bruised to my 27 year. Might be sad in the nighttime, I be straight in the morning. So I be laughing to suppress all of this death in the morning. Heard that Donnie got a trumpet, hope he keep playing that horn. My hair may be long and nappy, at least that halo ain't showing for sure. Cause I know it's people that just want me to go. And what's worse, some of these people I loved that one time before. Gave them hope and trust, they with them on them loneliest roads. Should've broke both they feet for trying to play with my soul. Cause shawty, I been in them dens with them vipers. Believe the love I had with truthful folks I knew was lying. Oh, so beautiful, conniving, inspired my passions. Writing to create my own likeness from this bush and then my vices. While I run towards the Lord's light, hoping just to get his favor. Pray I can touch his glory before my breath say see you later. And if they get me before I hit that finish line, I still away go. Till then, I'm chopping off my demons, waiting to hear his say so for sure. Become chasing this little thing that I love. Blood, sweat, and tears right down on me while I grew right out that concrete. So you try to take it from me, you meeting the gun. Lord willing, you run. Fuck, fuck, the villain has come. Hoping I can stay pretty in this little big world covered in slum. Been thinking so that heart might blast my brain right to the sun. Been working like a dog, pray my time still might just come. Praying I'll never miss my shot and God leave me for done. Pray be forgive me for the father I couldn't become. Hope that kid look down proud of me, what I become, who I became. Battles I claim, name they gon' sing, bells ain't gon' ring. Praying that this working in vain. Big life in heaven gates is what I'm hoping to gain. Be there throwing at the math, I burned it all down in flames. Looked in that mirror, told that sunshine after the rain. Kill demons.
Where I'm going, praying heaven can't be too far. I see my angels all around me, and these demons trying to leave me scarred. So I say a prayer in the morning, hoping God won't let me fall. As I flow right back to this little big world that we call
hard times, chisel out heart. It's like malt liquor, I'm the pill that's hard to swallow, action misses. Can't be thinking this swish or sweet with me, I get raw, rugged like white wallets. I'm vicious, trying to comb me out my seat. Smell the head of breath when they speaking on peace. The hands, I stop shaking palms, holding weird energies. Be listening to God mode with the biggest G. Told me son, go watch your step, it's vipers amongst all the weeds. Plus the art these little n****s making, they feeding the need. Just popping hard up on the grill like they house the poppy seeds. But in the dark room, they popping peace, hoping to find some peace. Pray one day you find your light before these pills turn you deceased. And you buried amongst the masses while we singing at your casket, hoping angels come and get you when that sky crack for the rapture. God tell you where you went wrong, still love you, lead you home, and finally kill all of these demons that's been killing you so long.
So, I do want to talk about briefly, like, do you, now that you've completed the saga of seasons past,
mm-hmm.
do you feel the pressure to top what you've done? Like, are you focused on staying grounded in the message, or like, does it feel like you have to make sure that whatever you release next is like at the top of the top? Because this is like a whole, like, completion of a journey, like, for real.
Yeah, like, so, no rap. I'll say, yes, I feel the pressure, but I feel like also I can take my time with it now that I've actually completed the saga for mm-hmm. real. Like, the saga itself was my main goal for mm-hmm. so many years. So now that it's done, I can actually take the time to, I guess I can say, work on a real debut album, because as crazy as it, excuse me, as crazy as it may sound, mm-hmm. and my homies be saying I'm crazy for this, I don't consider none of my works that I got album shit.
What?
I'm so serious. Like,
that is crazy. I'm not side with them on that one.
I guess I just got that old school approach where, you know, they were like really trained up an artist before
they don't make artists like that no more.
Yeah, so it's like
take your time with your craft for real.
So granted, I ain't got no PR person helping me throughout. Yeah. I'm teaching this to myself. So I was like, okay, I put out my first project. I wanted to get this saga out the way. It's like really on some, you know, for all my anime fans out there, like Dragon Ball Z being in the hyperbolic time chamber, real deal, training over time, for real.
And it just went over my head. That sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy. So, wrapping up our questions, what do you hope listeners feel or carry with them after experiencing your full saga?
Not gonna lie, if I have any real day one fans out there or really super fans, they'll go and start at the summer and work your way up to the spring. That's when you'll hear the entire story for real. Like I always tell people, if you just want to hear good music, you can listen to whatever what you want to. But if you want the full story, like on some Kanye from college dropout to graduation type time, you got to go back and listen to Stuck in the Summer, then the Fallback EP, then Gone for the Winter, then the Spring Soliloquy. And you'll hear... Wow. Granted, it's different seasons of life, but it's cohesive all the way through from summer, fall, winter to spring. And I guess I'll...
I got another question now. Go ahead.
I guess what I would want them to take with them is just I'm a person that's serious about my art. Like Lauren Hill said, I'm sensitive about my craft. So...
Quiet.
So, yeah. That's crazy. That's something I take serious. Like,
wow.
So, yeah.
You feel like now that it's complete, like, you feel like you're entering into a new era, kind of?
Low key.
Because you've been, like, 2021, that's 5 years.
Yeah.
Like four years, just kidding. That's a long time.
And I think now that I've, not even on trying to prove a point that I'm a real artist, but I guess the point has been shown with the fruit that's been bare. In a sense, I hope I'm using that in the right vernacular term.
No, you're right.
But, yeah, it's not like I got to prove myself to anybody no more because you can go look at the work for itself.
Wow. That's inspiring.
Appreciate it.
And I'm an artist, too. And if you listen to me on the radio, you know that I'm working on my debut project.
Come on now.
So just seeing like how everything has come together so well for you is really inspiring.
Appreciate that.
So shout out to the independent artists and the creatives, the artists that really love making music for the love of it and not just for the recognition.
Yeah.
So shout out to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming out and kicking it with us. Now we still got some music, so y'all don't go nowhere. We're gonna play my favorite song. One of my favorite songs, because I really like Whose Heart You also. But we're gonna listen to Back Outside for Show.
Hey.
This is one of his singles. It's really, really, people are really, really, really messing with it. And I love the song so much. I've been playing it. I swear, y'all, I played it at least two or three times coming up to the station. But this is Back Outside for Show, and I really appreciate y'all for kicking it. Staying locked in with your girl from 8 to 9 p.m. We still got some more music, so don't go nowhere. You're listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and we are kicking it with Dope tonight.
Man, thank you for having me, for real.
Thank you. Thank
you. So, so, so much. Got the home, screaming.
Yo, shorty, wrist important, fit important, tell my story, live my glory. But try to take nothing from it. Give it to God for the heat, get the jumping. Before I go broke, before I go road running. Bunch of pink fitters and a whole lot of hunters and a bunch of rocks. Color stone feeling like stunner. Cause I want gold, platinum, diamonds. I ain't talking to all of my teeth. Need it on the wall right next to me. Everything else is beneath my feet. This flow got shot at her friends here touching their toes. When they asking who won, but they holla out dope. Giving them hoes, they were green with the glow. That's why your boo probably wanna up my scope.
Back outside for show. Back outside for show. Back outside for show. Yeah, I'm back outside for show. Back outside for show, back outside for show, back outside for show, now I'm back outside for show.
My brother just got a new job, he up, ain't sipping no lean, it's tea in his cup. Little caramel jump, wanna eat me up, and a friend dark skin, she a 10, no smush, she on me, cause I'm fresh so clean, and I got a little cream, bright like Michelin, when I smile, big gleam. Hush your whole girl, what I play on my team, she got a new tattoo, say more good things, she back outside.
Yeah, we back outside for show. Yeah, we back outside for show. And you know we back out.
Don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts, your thoughts, your thoughts ain't my thoughts. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch off. Let's go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay, y'all, so we back briefly. I completely forgot to mention More Good Things, which is your merch.
It's basically, More Good Things is basically gonna, once it grows into like a bigger, I guess we can use wire company right now, it's kind of gonna be in the sense of like how Kendrick has PG Lang or, you know, just the brand behind the artist in the city. So it'll be a part of the music, it'll be a part of my film work, it'll be a part of like the merch collections that I'm on my second one now.
Yeah.
So it's just gonna be a, basically the world that I'm creating is More Good Things, just the visual of it.
I love that. I love Thank you so much. So definitely make sure y'all keep, you know, stay locked in with Dope. He has more amazing things coming up. So definitely let us know where we can follow you or where we can, you know, keep in touch with you.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Who Is Dope. So Who Is DXPE. YouTube, you just type in Dope DXPE and type in the title of one of my songs. It should pop up. If you see me in the streets, you know, show love. If you see my music pop up, show love. Tell your friends, your auntie, your goldfish, whatever, your dog, whatever. Because
people need to know.
Come on,
people need to know. I also have a performance this Friday.
This Friday, actually.
Trap Lounge.
At the Trap Lounge, yeah. So, it's going to be at the Living Room. Yeah. Actually, not too far from here, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Living Room, curated by Chris Craig.
Okay. Cost, time.
Time, I think doors are opening around 7, but you know, color people time, you know, 27, 8.
And actual factual. But definitely make sure y'all stay locked in with him. I just like literally cannot express my gratitude for you stopping by.
Man, I appreciate you.
On a Tuesday night, I just can't stress that enough because it's like just the beginning of the week. Like, not everybody feel like coming out.
I feel it, but you know we gotta make time for you. Like, you gave me the blessing to be up here.
Of course. Definitely feel free to stop back through, whether it's just a visit or just to kick it. You know, I don't mind it at all. If you have something else that you are, you know, coming out with, I definitely want to support that and make sure that, you know, we're supported being, you know, being an independent artist in the city, making sure that we're all supported. So, anywho, if y'all listening to some of his music in the background, definitely make sure y'all go and get his project. It is available on all streaming platforms. Apple Music, Amazon, all the things. And so we've reached the end of my hour. Definitely keep it locked right here. We do have some more music coming up. You're listening to The Ozone, DJ OZ, right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And we're kicking it and leaving with Dope. So definitely make sure y'all can stay locked in with him. And yeah. Peace.
Digging
my way up at this hole right to the front row. In the morning, bending golden fires like Uncle Iroh. Draw my hieroglyphics, getting my place right from the Bible. Say send love to all of your haters and next all of your rivals. You know this little big world we in. Before you leave, go tell God your sins. Cause it getting hot, they about to spin. Wait, huh, okay, let's say it again. Look, you know this big little world we in. It ain't the same from back when we was kids. Might just go and hit the moon to land. Aight, back to what I was saying, boy. How you think you ever gonna be bigger than the circle of life? Your arms too weak, can't even box a circle of five. We used to do back in the day, just passing the time. Young boys, wait, hold on, let me say it one more time. Young boys having dreams of maybe going NBA. Young boys, turn them in up on that corner pushing hate. Young boys, listen, young boys, I got something to say. In this little big word, you pray to God, your mic can go be great. Cause me personally, I'm about to suit up and hit out of space. So let me leave you with some words to send you right up on your way. Just because you got a gun don't mean that you the only one. And just because you got a gun don't mean that you the hardest one. Look, crouching tiger, pimping dragon when I slide through the madness. Hope you don't forget about